అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన కళాకయ చక్షురో నిమిత్తం యేన తస్మై గురవే నమః. వైఆర్ ఇన్ ది డార్క్నెస్, వైఆర్ బ్లైండ్ అవర్ కెపాసిటీ ఆఫ్ సీయింగ్ అండ్ రియలైజింగ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ నాట్ దాట్. So, if some medicine, the ointment they apply to the eyes, then the eyes will be clear. The blindness of the eye will go. So we have got our eyes, we cannot claim that we are blind. But recalling the God, regarding the Namasankirtan and regarding Guru and Vaishnavas, Guru, who is master, spiritual master, and Vaishnavas, those who have taken mantra or Nicha, they are Vaishnavas. Now, today, with all sincerity and devotion, you have offered your prayer and prostrations to the Guru and the Vaishnavas were congregated, united, and did Sankirtan. You have joined in Sankirtan. Naham tishtami vaikunthe yoginam hudayanasa madbhakta jatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. O Narada, the Lord said to Narada, Narada, naham tishtami vaikunthe, I will never stay in Vaikuntha. Where is that Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha is beyond 14 worlds. There are 14 worlds, down, 7 and up. Bhuloka, Bhuvaloka, Sarloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, and Atala, Vitala, Tahatala, Rasatala, Mahatala, Patala, 7 Adholoka. And Vaikuntha is not here. Vaikuntha is not in Krosia. But if all the bhaktas united do Sankirtan with all sincerity, I will stay. I will come. Now the Lord has come to you. If you are sincere in repeating Namam and dancing and singing. Because Lord says His words, I am not in the heart of yogis. Where are you? Where my devotees sing my glories, sing my name? There I will stay there. Now he is staying here. He has stayed here. Because the process you have adopted, Guru, Vaishnavas and the Lord. You see the Guru as Vaishnavas, and with Vaishnavas you will be there. Though I have got eyes, I cannot see you because I am in darkness. Because my eyesight is blind, I am blind. I have no capacity to look, to see. What is it? Blindness. What is that blindness? Ajnana. Ajnana, I have no perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge, imperfect knowledge. Whatever you see in this world is imperfect knowledge, imperfect eyesight, imperfect all my organs. So when they are perfect, when they are pure, when they are unmixed, then I will see the Lord in each and every soul. And I can see when they are doing sankirtan, I will be with them. I will be with them and they will feel. When Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nadia started sankirtan, and his brother, not one father, but Nityananda is elder, and his age was little old, and then Chaitanya. Nitai Chaitanya. Nitai is Balarama, and his brother Krishna. Wherever they go, Balarama and Krishna, they play. When they were in Vrindavan, they were in Vrindavan for many, how many days? For 12 years. So daily they used to destroy demons, play. So Nitai or Balaram is more powerful. He can act. Krishna may consider, but when Nityananda says that this person should be helped, purified. In Vrindavan, in Navadvipa, Mayapur, when Nityananda and Haridas both were asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go house to house. Prati ghare ghare giya karayi dhikha. Bala Krishna, bhaja Krishna, gara Krishna. He says, you too should go to every house, every door, and ask them, we have come to your door to beg you. Bhiksha, the begging is bhiksha. What do you want? Money? What? Clothes? Food? What? We want you, Bhaja Krishna, Gara Krishna, Jikha. We want to repeat you Nama. Hare Krishna Nama. That is our begging. We beg you to repeat Nama. We don't want money from you, not don't want any gold from you, or food from you, nor cloth from you. We want you that you take a vow from today that we will repeat Nama. We will say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
That is our arms. In Europe and America, there is no arms. See, because they never ask anybody with money. But it is in India. From the ancient days, a brahmachari, after 24th year, when he is in Gurukula, he is learning. A guru will teach him. And he should go and beg alms from all and bring it and give it to Guru. The Guru will cook, guru, wife will cook, and they will be distributed to all the students, and they also take it. And then they will teach them every moment, while walking, while talking, while doing anything. The Guru's order. Guru need not order. Guru, when he wants that it should be done, then the disciple will go, move frontward and say, I will do it. And those who are not advanced, they should be told to do this. And those still, they are dumb, like, you will be punished unless you do this. So, this is the third class or fourth class servant. First class servant, without speaking, he will realize what my guru wants from me. They will go up and do this. But those days are gone. You never find in India, nor you find in. There is no guru seva here. In this, how you come to control contact of our cult, then you were taught. But Guru, but spiritual master, prayer, and then Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Advaita Gadadhara Srivastani Bhakta Vrinda. There are the five types of devotees. One, Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he divided himself as a devotee, the form of a devotee, and incarnation of a devotee, and a devotee. And energy of a devotee. Who is that? Chaitanya and Nityananda. Chaitanya is the servant. And Nityananda is the real form of servant. And then Advaita is the incarnation of Vishnu. And then comes Gadadhara Pandit, he is the energy, just like in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna's energy was Radhika, and the confidential and reverential Dwaraka. Dwaraka was the wife Rukmini, Satyabhama, Rukmini and Satyabhama. So they are the form of this, this Gadadhara Pandit. So now it is a tough subject. Now we will realize, slowly repeating the nama. Now, you must repeat nama, and you must do service. If any service needed, your elders will come to you and say, "Don't please do this." They will do, they should do, because it is an institutional service. If he doesn't do service, he is unfit to be in the devotional path. Service is one. Not that should bring money from outside, no. All service. Here we are sitting, suppose Scorpion. What will you do? You must get up and see what it is. Removed from there. It is your duty. You should realize it.
And
suppose when you distribute food, you forgot to distribute salt, little salt. Now one will come say, yes, I will put that salt in there. Everything, no water. Every dish, near dish, water is necessary. These are the essentials of service and duties. Then we come. When the duties are done, my friend, first I must offer my prostrations to the duties. If I wear any shoes, it must be removed. And then the cloth also. But in cold countries, very difficult. It is in India, you must remove the cloth. And fall with one cloth wearing. But in this country, you cannot be naked because you cannot, it is very cold. Like this. Now, Harinam Kirtan. You should do Harinam Kirtan. And those who have taken Harinam or Dikha, compulsory they should do 25,000 Namam daily. 25,000 Namam months. How many? 2 hours.
16 rounds.
2 hours. And the rest 22 hours you can use for your purpose. But Nama, one must use just 2 hours. Do her Nama. But nowadays, everybody, if asked how much Namam you do, I do 16 rounds. No, no, he is not doing even one round. He will be showing others. Hare Krishna. Namam, he will carry that Namam. False, no, he could answer none. And walking, hands drawn. No Harinama, I never repeat Harinama. Only inside, nobody can see. Like it in a movie, nobody knows. So, this is not a show. Cheating others, that you are a devotee. If I don't have tilakam, oh, Guruji has come and he will find fault with us. So, let me dance. No, no. Tilakam must be always there. The police constable with mufti. When he is not in duty, he may have different types of class. But when he is in duty, he must have that dress and symbol must be there. The police. People will afraid. The wrong wears will afraid. Oh, he is a police. Like that, we must have this symbol, Harinama. It is not a difficult one. Very easy, because you never do it. really made me begin to play. And we're doing all that. So, all these things, minor things, those we consider everybody knows, but nobody follows. Mahaprabhu says, and he asked Nityananda and Haridas, you go daily. Throughout the day you should go and tell, carry my order, that everybody should do Harinama Kirtan. And those who accept, those who abuse, those who do anything nonsense, you should come in the evening and tell me. Result. Then Nityananda Haridas are going. Nityananda advances. And Haridas follows. Some householders are there who say, they are good. They say, yes, we will do it. And there are some fellows, rogues. They say, you follow us. We have no other work. Only you survive on this food. For bhiksha, for rice collection, food collection. You come. Just you don't come. Again, if you come, we will beat you. So whatever they say, it is reported to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day, Haridas, to Haridas, Nityananda said, Mahaprabhu's order, like governor, that you should go and ask all the people. Why all the people will do? They should have some strong faith. There were two rowdies, burglars, anglers, drunkards, two brothers. They come out from Brahmin family. Jagadananda Bandhopadhyaya, Madhavananda Bandhopadhyaya, Brahmins. But young, no marriage, no house, always liquor pot with them. Whereas the drink and dance, if nobody gives anything, they will beat him. Everybody is afraid of him. Nityananda told to Haridas, Haridas, you go to good people, anyhow they will say, we will do. No, no, those who have no faith, those who are against the rules and regulations of the society, those who beats anybody, kills anybody, and throws his people into the fire. Because attitude, when they are in the streets, nobody comes there. There will be 100 yards away from them. Otherwise, they will get up and catch them. But drunkards, full of things, whatever they want, let them. We should try. Then Haridas said, no, no, if you go there, there are also two brothers. They will kill us. I will never follow you. If you want to, then go. And he directly went to Mahaprabhu and told, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, I never follow Nityananda. He doesn't believe He now says to these burglars, the drunkards, he says, unless I purify you, why should I take the order of Mahaprabhu? No. Mahaprabhu must purify them first. And drunkards. 24 hours they drink. No. When they come, the shopkeepers will give the whole shop to them. They will drink it and go away. Like that. Now Nityananda Prabhu went to them and said, Haridasa Madhira Madhati Matta Bhami Nirukhama Natama Nirvishama. You see, this what you drink, Harinama, the more effective and that will be very charming one. No, please, Harinama. And this, as long as we have got this force of that liquor, be in one state. And when it clears, that Harinamam, that will never leave you at all. And you will feel more happy, more happy. It has got charming, attractive. Krishna. Then he went and said, Krishna. And he, the guy stood up and took that pot, liquor pot. Hello, who are you? He said, I'm Avadhuta. Avadhuta. A big pot, one thick pot, with two hands. Jagai has done that to Nityananda. Now blood came out. But Janna said, yes, you have done this. You have no common sense. You are not under your control. Under the control of the liquor, you have done this. I don't find a fault with you. Now, he got hold of it. Immediately, repeating, Krishna. Then he said, Krishna, that one word he had said, and immediately repentance came to him. Great offense at your feet. I have done feet. Gandapati, my brother also has done. Both, we are sinners. But now, I realize, why have I beaten you? You did no harm to us. Why did I do this? Please excuse. I excuse. You repeat namam. And then, yes. Then immediately he repeated namam. Then Madhai was excused by Chaitanya. He saw Madhai. Madhai is ordered by Chaitanya to go to Nityananda. Oh, he came. Mahaprabhu asked, both of them should be carried to my house. In their house, for 3 hours, they were performing Sankirtan. 3 hours. all the Vaishnavas and Jagai Madhai Mahal. After that,
they
are purified, glorified. Now Mahaprabhu said, you come to the Ganges shore and you clean the places of bathing ghats. But the bathing ghats are there. So, your duty is to clean those two ghats. And you will get sufficient food. We will send you. And do her now. And to whomever you come across, you should beg them, sir, please excuse us. Please excuse me, I have committed offense. Knowingly and unknowingly, I don't remember, please. All thousands of people, they come. Everybody begs and excuse. How, when these two brothers became the devotees, the whole area, whole taluka, Navadvip, nine islands, very learned, well, Mahaprabhu's performance, Anityananda Prabhu's performance was clearly understood by the public. And they say, they are not human beings, they are demigods. Otherwise, how can they make these robbers, drunkards, and they are now purified. If they purify such drunkards, they are not human beings, they are extraordinary, extraordinary. They are all demigods, devatas. Devatas are called demigods. Since then, nama spread, harinama, everywhere.
And
Muslim king was there. A Muslim king came one day and saw all people are doing harinama. Then he stopped, he broke the mridanga. Nobody should, 144 sections, nobody unite, two people or three people unite and do sankirtan. Now they cannot survive, the devotee says, how can we survive without sankirtan? He said, no, nobody should do sankirtan here. You do. I will send my military and take you to jail. But all these devotees, they asked Mahaprabhu to see what is the remedy now. Because the government is a Muslim government. It doesn't allow us to do sankirtan. What can we do? And Mahaprabhu, he selected a day and that said that you all with one light lamp in hand. Come. Lots of people came. Sankirtan started. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda marched first. They followed them. They reached the house of the Qazi. Who had destroyed this mridangam. Now he closed his doors, never comes out, thinking that he will be killed. But this magistrate, he opened the door and invited only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, nobody
else.
What is the matter? You have ordered 144 sections by destroying the mridangam. But he did a very now. See, all are doing namam. Why cannot you control them? Yes, sir, sir. And that day, when I destroyed Mridangam and went home, in the night, I was sleeping in the dream. You both are coming and say, fellow, you have destroyed my Mridangam. And Narasimha Swami came and he said, you fellow, he sat up on my chest. I told you why you have destroyed Mridangam and stopped listening. Then I said, no sir, from here, from today onwards I will never do such thing. Offense again? I will never do any offense. Please excuse me. So he was excused. Hello, he wrote on the rogi plate that in my family, not I, my children, in our dynasty, nobody will stop Sankirtan. This is how Sankirtan was spread throughout Nadia, Navadvip. Now all of us must lead the life of Chaitanya and we can understand what he did to us, to the public. He has done great service to the public by offering namam, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He said, I tell you that this is Mahamantra. Mantra is Om Narayanaya Namaha. This Om is the bijam or the seed. And Namaha is namaskara. Bija and nama are swaha, both. The meaning of those two is that I offer myself to you, O Lord. Let me blessed by you so that always I will be known. Mahaprabhu did that. And he said, Mahamantra Hare Krishna Hare Kalyam, Hey Mahamantra, Vihaja Pandya Sabe Kalyana Bandha, Yaita Sarva Sekhya Ida Savar, Sarva Kanamala Ite Vidhina Hiyar, Kibhajane Kisayane Kiva Jagarane, Aham Nese Tanta Krishna Malaha Bada. While sleeping, while taking bath, while taking food, always you repeat Nama. Always. No other thing, no other activity you should have. You may have your old avocation, so many duties you have to do for your belly's sake and for your family's sake. You can do it, but the tongue doesn't do that. Tongue, the big number. You take bath, tongue, the big number. You go and set in the latrine. The tongue has nothing to do with it. And then the skin will clear the stools and the urine will be clear. That's all. But that urine has not stopped repeating Nama. Always. Sarvakkhana balo ite, Mahaprabhu ordered. All the moment. Without spending even a second for other things. You repeat now. Hands are working, legs are walking, but tongue is not doing anything. Well, always. always you repeat namam, always.
You hear it so, but the new morning is silent to the spawning.
Your tongue will be keeping quiet. Then why should the organ will be kept without any action? It should be given action. Do now. And when you have got rest, in spite of sleeping among a long time, yukta hara viharasya yukta jyastasya karmasyo yukta svapnava modasya yoga bhavati dukha. It is yoga. Whatever you put, you take. Quantity less or more. If the food is more above normal, then indigestion. Less normal. Less normal.
They will be
becoming lean and thin. So, not more, not less. Balance. Balance diet. Balance, everything balance. Talking balance, thinking balance, walking balance, anything, writing balance, everything.
Balance.
If too much today, tomorrow you will never do anything. If today you sleep more, then tomorrow you will have no sleep.
Look,
a man wants 4 hours, only 6 hours sleep. Not more than that. Anyhow, our time should be utilized in repeating nama. Always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. 11:30. Now, go. Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Now Prabhu has come. Heard.
Police has come.
He wrote a book, very good, fine books, that all of you should purchase his books.
And Guru Maharaj will give his blessing.
Guru Maharaj will give his blessing.
In the evening time, break time, you take and bring those books at the inside.
Yes,
joy.
Viva Bhakti Vaibhava Puri Goswami Maharaj ki, Guru Deva ki.